We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Terrell Edmunds said, thank you, Pittsburgh. Where did he sign? Nowhere yet. Don't they say, don't quit a job until you have a new one?
Yes. That's old, old wisdom. I don't even think you necessarily... Do you even need somebody to tell you that? As that's something that you just innately know as a human being. Don't rule out a potential employer, which the Steelers are only that, were only that potential, until you have a concrete one. Steelers, it's been real. I can't wait to tell you where I'll be next, and I'll do that as soon as I figure it out.
I have ranked the Steelers every first-round pick in the Colbert-Tomlin era.
Your own personal ranking.
My own personal list, because I was trying to figure out where I'd put Edmunds.
So how many, there have been, 23 of them? Because he started in 2000.
No, with Tomlin.
Oh.
Combined.
Okay, so there have been 16 of those there should be. No, 1 year they didn't
15.
Have one. 15.
Because Claypool.
Yep.
The Minka trade.
Yep.
15. Want me to give you the list?
Yeah.
I've Pickett 1. I've Watt 2.
Pony, stop.
Why?
You can stop giving me the list. Why is Kenny Pickett number one?
What do you mean?
Why is Kenny Pickett number
because
one?
I think they drafted a franchise quarterback and he's going to go on to have a great career, so I have to put him one. If you think you got a quarterback in the first round that is going to go
but
on.
But he hasn't done it yet.
Okay, but
aren't you ranking them by performance?
I'm ranking them by how good I think the pick is. I think Kenny Pickett's the best pick.
Based on what you think he's going to become, not
yes.
what he's done.
Over T.J. Watt, who
yes.
they got at pick 30 and who has already won a Defensive
yes.
Player of the Year award and probably should have won a second one.
Yes, if I think that's...
cool your heels on that one, Don.
If I think Kenny Pickett's going to win the Super Bowl as a quarterback, I have to put him one.
You don't have to. You could wait till he does some more things during actual games that warrant picking him higher.
Pouncey, Hayward, DeCastro.
I got all those guys on here. Don't worry. Well, wait a minute here. If Roethlisberger, after 1 year... He had a great first year. If you wanted to declare him then, this is going to be Colbert's best pick. You would have given that crap?
I've literally never heard something ranked, like a set of picks like this ranked, where the number one guy is going to be, and the rest of them are ranked more or less as
Why?
Is.
Why? After Burrow's first or second year, you could have concluded that if you wanted to in Cincinnati.
What did
after
Joe Burrow
Mahomes
do in
first
year
or,
two?
Well, that's what I'm projecting. You could take this up with Mark Cabali. Because he's with me. He's expecting a huge jump.
But Bengals also have a much different history.
But is Mark Cabali, if he's ranking 15 first-round picks from the Tomlin Colbert era, do you think Mark Cabali is already putting Kenny Pickett number one because
no,
of his perceived jump?
I don't, but
Mark
that's...
is listening right now and hopefully will text me where he would put Pickett on this list.
Well, you make your own list then, if you don't like mine. Pickett one, Hayward, or Pickett one, Watt two, Hayward three, Pouncey 4, DeCastro 5, Timmons 6, Shazier 7, Dupree 8, Mendenhall 9, Edmunds 10. I have him 10th.
Ziggy Hood in there.
I have Ziggy Hood 12.
Well, give me 11 through 15.
I have Najee 11. Mm-hmm. I have Hood 12. I have Burns 13, I have Jones 14, and I have Devin Bush 15.
Kabali says he has Kenny Pickett 5th in this exercise, so not 1st. 5th.
Well, that's still pretty good. That means he's got him ahead of guys like Bud Dupree who had big years because he's projecting.
What he doesn't have him is 1st.
He's projecting too, but he's still projecting, so get on his ass for projecting. We're doing the same thing. I'm just projecting more.
I've just never heard somebody make a ranking like this. And then most of the guys, it's what have you done cumulatively? And the guy who is literally number one over a defensive player of the year, it's what do I think you're going to do? You're using two very different sets of criteria.
No, it's not.
The Pickett criteria, and the criteria for the other 14.
My criteria is simple. How good do I think the pick is? I think Pickett's going to be one of the great heists in draft history, so I'm putting it 1.
Okay, if you were basing it off of current NFL production, where would Pickett rank?
Well, he'd have to be near the bottom because he's only played 1 year.
A little more. Okay.
But that's not how I did it.
No, no. You did it with some of the wackiest methodology around.
But let me.
You know what? Why don't I just mesh two topics together? Would you trade Kenny Pickett for Sidney Crosby? Like, why don't. Who cares? There's
no rules.
But wait a
minute, though. But based on that, if Najee Harris led the league in rushing in his rookie year, you'd say, oh, wait, you can't put him ahead of Bud Dupree because Dupree had 2 double-digit sack seasons or something like that. How good do you think a guy is? I've got Najee down near the bottom because I hate the idea of drafting a running back in the first round.
So if I were doing this, I'd say...
I hate running backs in the first round.
I would say I think David DeCastro should be above Pouncey at the very least because I think he was better at what he was drafted to do, play guard, than Pouncey, play center. I think David DeCastro, when healthy, was the better player there.
Yeah, but he wasn't health. Well, Pouncey had injuries too. You could quibble with that, but I'm going to put Pouncey ahead of DeCastro by 1. I think Donnie agrees with me.
I mean, I'd really interchange either one of them.
See, I don't think it is.
Hayward has to be.
I don't think it is close. Here's why. Pouncey will get consideration for the Hall of Fame. DeCastro will not.
You think either of them is a Hall of Famer?
I think Pouncey might end up being one, yeah.
No, do you think either of them is a Hall of Famer?
No, but I think Pouncey's closer.
Do you think Kenny Pickett's a Hall of Famer?
I think one day he will be, yes.
Okay.
Gun to my head.
Cut that one, Donnie. Thank you.
Gun to my head, yes.
Oh, no one's putting a gun to your head. Maybe they're opening up a hefty bag for you to jump into, but no one's putting a gun to your head.
I think when it's all said and done, if you have a franchise quarterback that you got with the 20th pick, that's an all-time great pick. That's better than finding an awesome defensive lineman in the 30s.
You do something interesting on this show once in a while. You have something where you say, hey, here, I ranked all the draft picks. Where does Terrell Edmonds rank? And I think you know in your brain you're going to say one word to start it out, one name, and that's where the discussion's going to go, which is Kenny Pickett number 1. Where would I put Edmonds, by the way?
I have Edmonds 10th.
That feels about right because I think he was like, I think he was an average football player here, and I think everybody you listed behind him, well, you have Najee behind him, right?
Yes.
It's tough for me because I saw Najee for the back half of last year when I thought he was healthy look better as a running back than Terrell Edmonds has ever looked on a football
field. Yeah, but it's
still
a running back in the first round.
I know, but then how do you weigh? Okay, do you weight that more heavily in the negative than taking a third-round graded player in the first round? Because that's everybody had Terrell Edmonds as a third-round pick.
Well, what's
they
a running,
jumped 2 rounds.
A running back should never be graded as a first-round pick, so he's right there with Edmonds.
If you took Robinson from Texas this year in like the late second round, I think people would say that's fine.
Late second?
Or even mid-second.
Yeah, okay. But not first.
If you took Robinson in the late first, I think people would say, I don't know. I think Edmonds at 10th is actually, as much as I think the rest of your ranking is a little odd, you probably have him placed right.
No, I was really. It makes complete sense. If a quarterback ends up being a great player, and I think he will be,
well,
you're projecting.
You should wait to do this ranking with Pickett number 1 until he's actually put that on tape, as they like to say.
If he led the league in touchdown passes in 2023, could I put him 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so all he needs is 1 great year.
He threw 45 touchdown passes next year. I'm going to presume the Steelers are probably going to win some games.
Buckle up for a fun ride.
You are.
That won't happen because Matt Canada is still the offensive coordinator.
There is the out clause.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Malsy.
Huh?
Last year at this time, we talked to our next guest,
Oh, I can't wait for this.
And
I'm pumped.
He said, I'm telling you, the Steelers are going to take George Pickens. Mike Tomlin was at his pro day. He was drooling. He was salivating. He was obsessed with George Pickens. And then Steelers' second-round pick comes around. George Pickens to the Steelers. And we're all very thankful for that and very excited about what George Pickens can do in year two with the Steelers. Now, you, Malzi,
yes,
have made it your personal mission to try to speak Broderick Jones to the Steelers.
I'm trying to manifest it. Yep.
You really want the Steelers to take another Georgia Bulldog.
Big fan
with
of
the
him.
17th pick in the draft.
Yep.
A big left tackle from Georgia. So our guest right now called all this last year. He's very clairvoyant. He's an SEC Network contributor. The great Mike Griffith is back with us. Mike, do you think that the Steelers would take Broderick Jones? You were there. Was Tomlin drooling over him?
No. It wasn't like the Pickens pick. That was pretty obvious. And boy, did Green Bay ever blow it. Would have been nice to see what Pickens would have done with Aaron Rodgers instead of that offense last year. But I just don't think Broderick Jones is going to get to 17. I think if Pittsburgh wants him, they're going to have to trade up.
He's that good, Mike? What makes him a special left tackle?
Well, it's just the ceiling. I mean, the guy's just, he's still getting better. I mean, he barely started, you know, more than 1 year. He came in and, you know, started a few games toward the end of last year when Jamari Salyer got injured, a guy that slipped all the way to the sixth rounds and the Chargers stole him, and he ended up saving the season for the Chargers. At least that's the words of their head coach, not me. And they got Jamari in like the sixth round because there was some concern about injury. And Broderick didn't really start till the end of the year when Jamari was banged up. You know, they put him in the game. They were really struggling against Alabama in the CFP championship game. And then they made a big move. They moved Jamari inside the guard, and they brought Broderick off the bench. And Georgia just started blowing Alabama off the ball. They were able to run the ball in the second half. And that was the game. That was CFP 33-18. So it's just the ceiling, what this guy brings athletically. I mean, he's just scratching the surface. He moves so well. I mean, he was a basketball standout in high school. You know, he's strong, he's a mauler, but just with the type of technique that he'll learn in the NFL. But to me, more than anything, it's just the athleticism. You know, those guys in the NFL with the elite pass rushers that they face every week in the league, you got to have somebody with fantastic feet and great athleticism. And that's Broderick.
Is he somebody that you think would be worth? Because I know he's still, you know, it's a ceiling. When you're talking about ceiling, I always think, okay, there's a little bit of a project nature here. You've got to be patient while the guy develops. Is he worth, in your mind, Mike, the Steelers potentially trading one of the other picks they have to move up to go get? Is he that kind of prospect, in your opinion?
You know, it's so hard for me to say, guys. I mean, I think I've made it pretty clear how I feel about the offense there. I mean, if they get a quarterback, you're not going to be the Steelers again. I don't know. Maybe Pickett just needs more time. But I was so disappointed at how little Pittsburgh did with George Pickens last year. I still don't understand it.
Well, you're preaching to the choir on that one, Mike. We were all ticked off that he wasn't the number one target in the offense.
I just don't know. With a guy with a catch radius like that, you know, part of that is just a quarterback having trust in him. But, you know, as unsettled as the quarterback situation was, at times it appeared, from the outside at least, you know, it's hard for a guy to say, I'm going to stake my future on trust in a rookie. But maybe if you got an established guy back there, you know, he's not looking over his shoulder all the time. That quarterback situation, was it you guys that did the poll that asked which coach was the best in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
And they put Mike, was that poll like from 10 years ago or something?
It wasn't even 10 days ago,
yeah, it was like,
Mike.
It was practically 10 hours ago.
Okay, I'm just wondering because it's been a minute since.
Mike, you are doing something very interesting right now. Andrew is like going up and down on an emotional roller coaster as you talk. You say Mike Tomlin's not doing a very good job, or you kind of wonder why people would still vote him. Pony gets a big smile on his face. You say Kenny Pickett doesn't really look like the answer at quarterback. Big frowny face on Pony.
Yeah, that's
fair. You are really hitting all the bases here without even realizing it.
Well, it's Pittsburgh, you know. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. I mean, we're not talking about some crappy NFL franchise. We're talking about one of the greatest franchises in the history of any sport, and it's like they're in a, you know, they're a slump. And you shake your head and go, what's the issue here? What are we missing here, guys? I mean, you've known forever that Roethlisberger was running out of steam, and this is where you're at with it?
Well, right. You're preaching to the choir now there with me, because I was ready to kick him out the door 2 years before
they did.
All right,
so Mike Griffith covering the Georgia Pro Day, SEC Network contributor, nailed it last year, told us they're going to take Pickens in the second round. So other guys that were down there at that Pro Day to talk about here for a second. Jalen Carter couldn't get through the workout, but he's not going to fall all the way to 17, right, Mike?
Let me tell you guys, that is so over the top. That report is so over the top and ridiculous that, like, they act like Jalen Carter just completely. Listen, put on the tape. This is a guy. I want you to think about this. These are the same people that told you George Pickens had a character issue because he fought a Georgia Tech guy that punched him in the face in a game. These are the same people, by the way. Forget what's going on with Joe Mixon in Cincinnati, I guess. But let me tell you, Jalen Carter is a guy that hurt his knee, sprained knee, halfway through. And I'm like, you know what? This guy's done. He's cashing it in. This guy is a guaranteed top five pick who has sprained his knee, and surely his career is flashed in front of his eyes, and they're going to say, we ain't going back on the field until you're getting paid, well, paid more for it, right? Until you're getting big NFL money for it. That's what I'm thinking. Not only did he come back, this guy's playing between 40 and 52 snaps a game at defensive tackle, which at George is unheard of because they go like 5 or 6 deep. Usually you guys play 25. He's out there completely destroying, wrecking the Tennessee line after the CFP puts Tennessee number one. They come to Sanford Stadium. Jalen Carter forces 2 fumbles, gets like 4 quarterback pressures, just completely wrecks this, you know, Tennessee. And then he keeps playing. And I said to Kirby Smart, one of the press guys, said, you know, how impressed are you? You know, this is a guy that's, you know, had putting generational wealth on the line here. He said, no, he's building generational wealth because these NFL teams see the competitive character that this guy has. Now, I had a chance to talk with Terry Rubisky, and I know you guys know who that is. He was in the league for 38 years. My
wide receivers coach, yep.
Yeah, been everywhere. Played he was with 8 different NFL teams about this. And he said, yes, there, you know, a lot of people are talking about Jalen Carter off. But he said, Mike, he said, we could go to Canton, Ohio. He said, I could pull out a lot of names of people that had a few issues in college. And the truth of the matter is, this is not going to completely derail Jalen Carter. If you think anybody, if this guy goes outside the top 5, then there's some people that need their heads examined. Because you're talking about an impact game-changing D-tackle that's in the same, you know, classification with Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald. And, yes, he made some bad decisions. Yes, somebody needs to park the Jeep Trailhawk and sit this guy down and make him understand, you know, the potential cons. I think he knows those now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way, especially now that his case is settled and you know there's no jail time, there's no way this guy's getting outside the top 5. That's just ludicrous. And poppycock. I can't even believe.
A poppycock. Damn, now we're talking, Mike Griffith.
Well,
holy cow.
I don't want to go stronger. Yeah, I mean, it's tough airwaves, but I don't want to go any stronger.
Mike,
because you know what I'm thinking. Jalen Carter's a game changer. He ain't getting out.
And he's not going to be there for the Steelers. What about another name, probably the name maybe that most people think would be there that they could take or maybe even take later with the 32nd pick? What about Nolan Smith?
I don't think you're going to get him there. You know, you might have before he ran that 4.38, 4.39. So much of Nolan, though, is behind closed doors. You know, he had a torn pectoral muscle against Florida.
And so just so people know, he's the edge rusher there from Georgia. And the Steelers have been looking at a lot of edge rushers, Mike, here on their pro day tour.
We don't know what the medical says. We don't know what the medical says. That's the thing about Nolan. It's not as, you know, yes, he's a – yeah, I call him like he's like a raptor. If you remember Jurassic Park, the way those things closed, I mean, this guy closes. I mean, 4.38, he's running down corner. Just the closing speed alone is just remarkable. That burst that you need to be that sack master, he could get bigger and stronger. You know, he was once the number one overall recruit in the country. Had to wait his turn. He was third string at Georgia. He was lined up behind Azeez Ojulari and Jermaine Johnson. How's that for a college?
Does he look like a Steelers player to you, Mike? Does he look like a guy that they take at 17 and we should be like, oh, that's not that surprising. They love pass rushers.
Yeah, I don't know the medical on him. You know, I just don't know what the Steelers doctor saw or didn't see. Again, this is a guy
last year that was, what, a third-round pick, the linebacker from Georgia that kept falling? Same deal, right?
Well, no, different kind of player, N'Kobe Dean in Philadelphia. different sort of player. And you saw, again, you saw how the medical hurt Nakobe. I mean, that was a guy who had first-round production. Mm-hmm. I guess, to me, the jury's out to see if Nakobe breaks into the starting lineup there, but there's no doubt that he's a contributor. Just like Jordan Davis, that was the big steal for him. Unfortunately, he got injured, or fortunately, if you're a Steelers fan.
So make a prediction then from that Georgia Pro Day and from maybe these other SEC Pro Days that you know Mike.
Hold on, Mike.
Who's the most likely guy to end up being a Pittsburgh Steeler when after the draft?
You know what? I'll be honest. I haven't studied the draft from the Steelers' perspective. I would just say that if you need a tackle, it would be worth trading up to get Broderick Jones. He's the best. He's got the highest ceiling of all the tackles. I still do have faith in Mike Tomlin as a player, a development guy. I don't know who's picking his, you know, quarterbacks or running his offense for him. But
Mike, you're killing me with that. Why do you keep saying that?
Oh man, this is incredible.
It's just pathetic. It's like, how many bad, like, you won Super Bowls with Bradshaw, so you think you can win with that? I mean, so, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just.
No, I don't. Pickett took Pitt to the promised land.
Hold on, Mike, let me give you the full measure of what you're walking into here. I put Pony to this statement. Is Kenny Pickett going to end up in the Hall of Fame? And he said yes, and that was about 20 minutes ago. So think about that. That is the audience, or at least half of the audience you were saying this to.
Are we talking about the Pitt Hall of Fame or the Pittsburgh Steelers Hall of Fame? I mean,
well, Mike, your phone's breaking up.
The NFL Hall of Fame.
Your phone's breaking up, Mike.
Mike, before we let you go on this, I do want to get one other name out there just because I know you know the SEC, and I know Georgia and Alabama are always locked in mortal combat. Terrell Edmonds has, very amusingly to us, bid farewell to Pittsburgh without, you know, an actual contract from another team. So that was their starting strong safety for the last several years. What can you tell us about your impressions of Brian Branch anytime you've actually seen him, the Alabama safety?
You know, not enough to make an impact, you know, to me in my mind. I mean, isn't Battle available as well? I mean, I like playmakers back there. You know, I think you could probably steal Chris Smith from Georgia as a late round pick. That might be another guy Tomlin likes. He's a, you know, he's a savvy, smart player, this Chris Smith guy.
How about Ringo?
Yeah, you know, Ringo still thinks he's a cornerback, and you know, he's nice. He's big. He's a nice cornerback. I think he's going to be a nickel in the NFL. I'm telling you, one of the steals of the draft, somebody's going to get Christopher Smith in the fourth or fifth round. Okay, this is the guy that I tell people this all the time. If I'm building a statue of a Georgia player, the last 2 years, the most irreplaceable player, and I said this 2 years in a row, the most irreplaceable player on the Georgia football team was Christopher Smith,
Wow. Okay,
the safety. This is the guy that had the pick six against Clemson. This is the guy that had the 90-yard field goal block return against LSU that changed. This is a momentum-changing football player that you're going to be able to steal probably in the fourth or fifth round that's going to be an NFL starter. So that's your bonus pick for the day. Steelers are probably mad. I spoke his name out, and now other people will be. But Chris Smith is a guy, to me, if you're looking for a playmaker back there, all right, because you can't have big hitters. There ain't going to be no Donnie Shell coming out of the tunnel. You get thrown out of the game in the second quarter these days. So you got to have smart, heady playmakers at safety now. And that's Chris Smith.
Mike Griffith, SEC expert, Georgia Pro Day, SEC contributor, knows Georgia football better than anybody. Mike, thanks for coming on the show, man. And please stop saying such mean things about Kenny Pickett.
I just want to see Pickens get the ball. Is that too
much?
He will.
He'll get it. Believe me.
Pony believes that this year is a breakout for both of them.
Thank you, Mike.
Wow. I just saw you running through the gamut of emotions there.
Well, you got to feel great because of what he said about Broderick Jones. That's your guy.
Yeah, I mean,
he's putting Broderick Jones on a pedestal.
I don't think the Steelers would put him on enough of a pedestal to move up. I wouldn't mind if they felt, you know, that the price was right if they did it. But yeah, he's basically saying everything I've heard about him, that the guy's just a freak athlete with that high-end ceiling. I'll tell you this much. Now, he obviously knows Georgia better than anybody. He has covered Bama and other schools down there in the past as his main beat, Pony.
Yeah.
If he gets the Chris Smith in, like, the random mid-rounds of the draft with, like, the 120th pick or something that they have, if he gets that right, we have to have him come back on next year, even if you're ready to strangle him because of his anti-Pickett screed. We have to.
He called out a pick, and it happened exactly the way that
Pony,
he said it would.
He even said he thought he was so confident in Chris Smith and that the Steelers might like him that he thought the Steelers might get mad if they found out he said it.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At 3:48, brought to you by Voke Energy, clear thinking, mental focus, and good mood.
How's that last part for you right now? Good mood.
I think Mike Griffith might have gotten himself banned from the show. Actually, that's not true.
He gave you his honest opinion.
I can't silence Pickett critics.
Yeah, you can't just allow for one side of the debate.
Yeah, I agree. I think I need to welcome them on the show. I think I need to be... I need to allow for people that think he stinks or is going to have a horrible NFL career. We need to keep things open to that. I don't want to make people feel like we're censoring on this show. That's not cool. So whatever. Mike thinks Pickett stinks.
We'll thinks see if Broderick Jones is good enough to trade up for and says, keep your eye on Chris Smith with one of the Steelers' mid-round picks.
So I'm supposed to leave for France on Friday, but you started, Mulzy, this whole panic that ensued at home by telling me yesterday that this retirement strike is going on in France, and I started sending Amanda pictures of it, and then she started Googling, and it just got worse.
So
to
now
the point
it's just snowballing.
Where there was almost a full-fledged panic attack last night.
Oh, I didn't want to do that.
And she and you did that to a pregnant woman.
And oh, come on!
She's pregnant. I can't tell a lie.
Way out of bounds.
But also accurate. And so we had to get up this morning and drive to AAA. Because AAA is the travel agency that we used to set up this trip. And this is how bad things are. They told us that unless the United States government puts a travel ban in effect, we can't get our money back.
You weren't actually going to cancel the trip, were you?
Malzy, if the streets are littered in garbage and people are setting things on fire, it doesn't really sound like a place I want to go right now.
The authentic France. You're seeing it at its worst. If you can't handle France at its worst, you don't deserve it at its best.
We're supposed to show up on Sunday. So is King Charles. Euro News. French workers set to sabotage King Charles. They're going to be out for blood on Sunday, right when I get there. French airports hit by national strike over pension age. That's where I'm landing. At the Paris airport.
At De Gaulle. Donnie, I'm starting to think
four
that this
hours
is...
ago, the Washington Post, protesters step up France strikes.
Yeah, I saw one of like a guy with one of those heavy-duty monster forklifts, like forklifting a flaming bus into a blockade position.
3.5 million people join anti-pension reform protest in France. Like, and that's where I'll be a week from now, baby.
They mean business over there.
But the AAA said they don't mean business too much yet, because unless the U.S. government says stay away, we're screwed.
Pony, I got news for you. They're not putting a travel ban to one of their major allies in place.
Why? They should right now if it's going to endanger people like Amanda and I. They should be looking out for us.
I don't think the striking French workers are necessarily interested in harassing Americans. I think they want to harass their own government.
Okay, but they're setting things on fire. Well, yes. And they're not picking up their garbage. That does put me in danger.
Of doing what? Stepping
of
in poop?
Of catching on fire.
You're going to suddenly just walk over to the first flaming pile of garbage you see and roll in it?
I mean, if they're just lifting cars and throwing them, I don't know. It could happen.
I mean, it's not happening on the Champs-Élysées.
No, you're right. It's just a peaceful protest where no one's getting hurt. They're just smashing cars like it's a friggin' monster
it's
truck
happening
rally.
Down on the docks where all those tough French longshoremen are.
Would you go right now with Alex and your family?
To France?
Yes.
Yes, because I'm a proud union man.
No, you would not.
Proud union man. I'd stand there in solidarity with those striking workers.
Donnie, if I gave you the tickets and the hotel accommodations and said, you don't need to give me any money, just you and Sarah go and have fun for the next week, would you go?
Oh, I'd consider that if it was all free, but I mean, I have zero desire to go to France even whenever it's normal.
Oh, but the food, the cuisine.
Ah, screw the food.
What do you have against the French?
What do you have against food?
Yeah, you got nothing against food. What do you have against the French?
No, he's on the awaken thing now. He can't get himself wrapped up in wine and things like that. He's still getting to eat nice things.
Now, the French stink.
The French stink.
And now it just stinks even more, I guess, because garbage is everywhere.
So wait a minute. If I were to text Amanda right now and say, is Pony putting me on here, or are you guys actually, were you trying to cancel the trip? What's she going to say? Hey, we were really trying to cancel this trip.
Well, last night she was really having a hard time with this and freaking out. But this afternoon she sent me, I think we'll be fine. I'm going back to my original feelings. And this is the kicker. We will get to see France in a different light.
Ha!
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the light of a raging fire burning everywhere.
All of our trains now, postponed. All of our museum visits and tourist destinations canceled.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.TV to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.